This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Hey, I'm Bono, and you're listening to ESPN Kansas City.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Beards found one of the 150 liners that I didn't fix on Friday. 94.5 FM. How did you even do that?
I don't know.
I made so many. Did you go to the wrong folder?
No, I was in the right folder.
That makes it sound like it might be my mistake, and we know that's not possible. What is that file called?
I think it was just in the main Funny Liners folder. Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
You got the wrong folder.
There we go. Okay.
There's a subset folder that says the ones that are ready, Beards.
It does. I didn't see that.
Well, you get a chance to make up for it by way of your tremendous production, because now it's time for something we do, well, not every Monday, but hopefully, ideally every Monday. We give you a chance to recount the best things that happened last week on the show. Here is what you may have missed last week on Almost Entirely Sports.
Last week on Almost Entirely Sports.
I do want to apologize for the way that I've dealt with the Marcus Peters trade. I have made some mistakes, which lots of people saw through the Kansas City Star on Twitter with the headline, Naked Man on ATV Leads Police on Wrong Way Highway Chase in Kansas City.
I'm sorry.
That was not me coping with it very well. I went to some extreme measures. Next time I need to let off some steam, I will be on a moped, and I will go the right way on the highway. I will still be nude. Andy says... My lungs are filled with mucus, and it makes it harder to talk for a solid 2 minutes.
Mucus Peters?
Get out. Something, something, Patrick Mahomes, sexy deep ball. Owen would like me to replace Clark Hunt. I would love to. I can't buy the Chiefs. I went to Arby's today because I had a coupon.
So I wasn't a huge fan of that, but that chocolate thing, the Black Thunder, I could see myself ordering more of those things.
Yeah, you, Charlie Carlin, would put your mouth to more Black Thunder any day.
I knew you were going to come up with that, so good.
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this. Are you ready? You ready?
I don't know.
Is a hot dog a taco?
Wow.
Right? Is a hot dog a taco?
It's an American taco.
Is a hot dog an American taco?
Can you imagine if they refilmed Return of the Jedi with John Gruden instead of... whoever the guy was that played Palpatine.
Oh, man, I think that'd be great, man. That was my John Gruden.
Hi, I'm John Gruden.
Did you ever hear about Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Unclench your butt muscles. You turn that hot dog sideways, that wiener's gonna fall out. You see what I'm saying? Whenever the bun enters your mouth. Unless we end up talking to some other Chiefs people later in today's show, which is a maybe. We'll see. I threw some things into some DMs, and we'll see if they slide back into mine.
Wow.
The motto that I've held very close to my heart is, if you can't do it, don't try. It's got me very far in life. If the Erectile Dysfunction Center wanted to sponsor this show...
We've already had this discussion.
If it wanted to be the name brand sponsor of this show, I would come in here every day and be like, boy, it sure is good that I've got this place to fix my droopy wee-wee. Every day I would say that. If that doesn't make you want to listen to every moment of this show forever, I don't know what will. Wow. That's still an offer that stands, by the way.
We need the money.
Yeah, and that's not one of those that I'm going to do for just for, like, a gift card.
For kicks?
Yeah, no. I don't. That's going to be one
You know,
that-
I love your guys' product so much, I'll do it for free.
Right. I don't. I'm not ready for that. Like, you know, if Arby's wants to come in and just say, yeah, we're going to cater your show every freaking day. Like, okay, fine. Then, you know, fine.
Thought we moved on from them to Slim Chicken.
We haven't actually messaged Slim Chickens yet. But I was...
Theoretically I just, moved on.
Yes.
Like, we still have pictures of them occasionally that we'll look at.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I definitely...
We've thought about messaging them a couple times.
Yeah, I definitely still follow Arby's
everywhere.
I definitely, like... I tap Arby's Instagram photos one time, and then I think better of it, and I don't double tap. I don't want to actually like it.
Yeah,
but I do want them to know that I'm still here. They just, you know, they've moved
on.
We
don't want to go straight to Slim Chicken either.
Yeah,
we need kind of like a rebound sponsor.
Yes, exactly. We need a rebound sponsor. This is where Wendy's comes in. Wendy's is very loose.
Wendy's is too nice, though.
No, the Twitter is savage. No, Wendy's is perfect for this. Wendy's is a harlot. Unless they sponsor the show, in which case they are a faithful lover.
Oh yeah.
All right, so I've got some I got some Chiefs things to talk about today. You may say, but it's March. What is it? March 5th. Yeah, March 5th. What are you talking about, Chiefs things? Well, Pro Football Focus has our back. Also, there's a free agent hitting the market that I think you should be very interested in.
Hang on, can I divert? I'm going to throw a little grenade out here and see what happens.
Okay.
This is from Bleacher Report.
Okay.
From about 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
NFL agent says Texans aren't interested in players who protested anthem from the Houston Chronicle.
Hold on.
That's what I thought. Did that grenade land?
Hold on a second.
Is the fuse still going?
Can I get some music, please?
Yeah, hang on.
Wish you would have seen this during a commercial break.
I just saw it. I'm sorry for never.
Can you
the
read
show.
Me the article? I guess I can't find it.
Now it's gone. Oh no, because I opened it up. Okay. It's from Bleacher Report. Well, the link was from Bleacher Report. I got it from, it's from the Houston Chronicle. It's
right.
From Jerome.
You can turn off the music. You're reading the article.
It's from Jerome Solomon. Are you wanting me to read
yep.
the actual article?
I found it.
Okay. Do we need to read the internet?
I see Bleacher Report. Joseph Zucker has a pared down version. Yeah, Jerome Solomon here reported Saturday. Quote, there's no directive within the organization, but it's considered to be understood that as desperate as the Texans are to bring in talent, the pool of potential signees and draftees will not include anyone who has participated in protests or are likely to. Who? Wow.
Who owns the Texans?
Bob McNair.
Okay.
This, I mean, Bob McNair was already one of the troublesome owners during this. He's the one that said, you can't have the inmates running the prison.
Oh, that's that guy. That's right.
Yeah.
He looks 1,000, by the way.
He does.
Like, I Google searched him real quick, and the first two images I saw were like, oh, this guy could be a villain in a TV show.
Yeah, 100%. This is just sabotaging your franchise. And people always like to swoop in with, well, the owner can do what he wants with his money. Sure, sure, sure. He can also lose with his money. Also, what if Deshaun Watson does something? Do you trade Deshaun Watson?
Hey,
do you trade him away? I got to get value, Marcus Peters. That is fascinating. There's a very good line in this Houston Chronicle story that says, we won't have to worry about a Texans visit to the White House anytime soon. But considering how much money he spent helping President Trump get elected, if the Texans did get that lucky, Bob McNair might demand his players accept any such an invitation and punish any who choose to decline. That's fascinating. I mean, you are paring down. Apparently this article came out on the 3rd. I can't believe I haven't heard or seen of this before now. If you are going to rule with that kind of iron fist, you are openly saying that your politics are more important than your football team. Again, not arguing that Bob McNair is breaking any laws by spending his money that way. But if you're a fan of the Houston Texans, you should be losing your mind right now. Again, Bob McNair spent a bunch of money to help Trump get elected. Had the inmates running the prison thing last year. Spend your money how you want. But the fan base should be livid over the fact that their owner is saying that his politics are more important than his team winning. That should affect you as a fan, unless your fandom is really for Bob McNair's political views, which I don't think I've seen any jerseys for that. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure I see J.J. Watt jerseys, Deshaun Watson jerseys, and Houston Texans hats. Not seen any hats with Bob McNair's face, maybe juxtaposed with, like, maybe like just like hugging a cartoon Donald Trump. They're both like little caricatures. Like, you know, whenever you go to like Worlds of Fun or whatever, they have like a little caricature stand. Like $20 you can get yourself and your friend like drawn together. That, but on a hat or a jersey. It's a very good grenade you've thrown, Beards. I wish I had a little longer to read it all.
I mean, you're not supposed to react slowly and for a very long time when a grenade's thrown. You're supposed to go, oh gosh, a grenade! And either jump on it or kick it away. And you jumped on it. Thank goodness.
Hear the rest of this. Here's the end of this Jerome Solomon column on this story. Whew. Oh, man. Okay. Let's go and read the internet on this one. There's a few paragraphs here, and it's just like surgery. I just went through it real quick. Let's go ahead and read the internet on this Jerome Solomon piece.
And now, Josh reads the internet.
It's the last section here. That the Texans have often been a bungling, stumbling, blundering organization isn't about race, not that kind of race. It's about not knowing how to run the race. It's about walking while the other teams are running. It's about, at times, running the race backward. If the Texans are determined to field a team without players who are concerned about their community enough to occasionally be outspoken, or to perhaps participate in a silent protest, they are risking turning away players who could help them win a Super Bowl. That would be a mistake. Not that it is a unique stance for an NFL team to have, but it's a particular stressor for a franchise that has never won anything significant. Aside from one serial woman beater the Texans signed as a free agent about 10 years ago, McNair has long had a policy of bringing in so-called good guys. If the Texans have decided that players who have or will participate in peaceful protests of injustice are bad guys, they will miss out on some good football players, not to mention some truly good guys and good citizens. Such a team wouldn't deserve to win. Good thing McNair can get a personal invite to the White House anytime. Nice. Whew! That's a takedown. It's a good old-fashioned newspaper column. This takedown. I like it. That has to be unbelievably difficult to swallow for Texans fans. We were kicking around those rocks around the Marcus Peters trade last week. There are a couple of sources who have said, again, it's not a decree, but it's to be understood. And Bob McNair has already walked his way into some hot water. It just, like, doesn't that just sound delusional? Doesn't that just sound like an old man just like, I don't give a damn about anything. I'm not gonna sign anyone who, not gonna pay anybody who doesn't stand for the anthem. It sounds like an old man losing his grip. Is that the extent of it? Like, is he literally going to say, how many degrees of separation away are we from Bob McNair saying, I want to see your voter registration whenever you come to sign a contract, and if you are a registered Democrat, we're not signing you. You're too much of a risk. You might protest the president. Like, that is not a cool thing for an owner to do if you're a fan of his team. And again, for the 1,000th time, because I always get tweets about this, not saying he can't do that. I mean, he could do that and go 2-14. Actually, it's probably illegal. There's probably something in there illegal, actually. There's probably some discriminatory practice in there somewhere at some point. Don't know where that is, though. So let's say that we're avoiding that. You're going to make sure your teams all have the same political affiliation? That's wild. For anyone. Not just for Bob McNair, who I have no pretense to like. That is crazy. That is... Yeah, it just feels like losing your grip. and maybe he saw the NFL losing its grip and himself losing his grip over his own team last year. And he says, well, if we don't have any problematic players, then my grip can stay as tight as ever. Good luck, man. There are guys who would rather not play for the Texans who still absolutely will end up playing for the Texans. Because there are some people who just, some guys are just only going to have an option. I mean, this happens for the Browns constantly, I'm sure. Your only option is to play for the Browns, fine. The Texans, fine, I'll sign. But there are, I bet there are even guys who will see this and go, no thanks. If I'm looking for a tiebreaker, I'd rather play for Ozzie Newsome than Bob McNair or John Dorsey. Than Bob McNair. And those are GMs, by the way, not owners. Just think before I get a tweet. Clark Hunt than Bob McNair. I have a feeling that Clark Hunt, I've said this last week, and I'll say it again, I think it's true. I think this is to some degree, I don't have to even couch this. Clark Hunt has said this. Clark Hunt said that he'd like all of his guys to stand for the anthem. Extrapolate that just a tiny bit. I think Clark Hunt would just assume that everybody has the quietest possible political beliefs because it's better for business that way. I think Clark Hunt would cop to that. Or he already has. Saying, we'd like everyone to stand. We'd like everyone to have as little hoopla around them as possible. But for that to become admitted by the people around you and reported by the news outlets around you, it's a really bad look, Bob. I wish we had a sound base of literally every sound I could just like reference. I want Edna Mode from The Incredibles. It's not in the, there's no way this is in the system. Just going, or no, it wasn't Edna. It was the boss at Mr. Incredibles' cubicle job where you came in and went, not happy, Bob. Not happy. I guess I do have that base. It's just the internet. Can I get some music, please? Thank you.
How's it going?
Come on, Facebook or YouTube. Here we go.
I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy.
Should be every Texans fan. I feel like we nailed that one. Flawless. Seamless transition.
Perfect production value.
Incredible production value.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
Obviously, I did it.
I know.
Someone did a live action recreation of that scene, and now I kind of want to watch that. I'm really afraid that Incredibles 2 is not going to be good.
It'll be fine. It'll be good.
I don't think it's going to be very good.
Why?
The trailer was worrisome to me. I don't want to watch Mr. Incredible on The Adventure of Parenting. That doesn't...
There could be some good comedy out of that.
Yeah, but I don't want... there's plenty of movies that are getting good comedy out of that exact
thing. Like, did you see, when the original one came out, did you see the little short film they did about, about the baby?
Yep.
Wasn't that one of the funniest things ever?
It was great.
Now imagine that for like a movie. Or parts of a movie.
Yeah, no, here's the thing.
No, it'll be good.
No, I think you just learned the problem here.
No.
That short was great for 4 minutes. I do not want that for 94 minutes.
It's not going to be 90 minutes of the movie. It's not going to be a 90-minute movie about Jack going insane. It'll be sprinkled in.
Bob McNair really does look like he wants to, like, end the Jedi.
Yeah, he totally looks like he could be, like, the TV show villain, where he's, like, I don't know, like, the CEO of some company or whatever. I wanted to say like Hitman, but he's a little old for that.
Yeah, let's flesh this out a little bit.
Well, so I'm gonna make another Legion reference. Gosh,
not helpful.
I know, but there's a character in Legion that's like in his 50s or 60s or whatever, and he's a hitman kind of thing, and he looks like that.
Does Bob McNair really look like he wants to kill Magneto?
We
stay in the X-Men realm.
Yeah, I could see that.
What's the best one so far? I want to find the best one. What is the best?
Bob McNair looks like the guy that runs the mob bank that the team's trying to steal $30 million from.
Okay. I'm going to counter that with
okay.
Bob McNair looks like the president of the toxic waste company that keeps pouring its overflow into the neighborhood creek.
Pretty good. Let's see. I had one. I just lost it, though. Oh, what was it?
He looks so much like a Sith Lord, man.
He does.
He looks so grouchy.
He looks like the wealthy member of society that hires the journalist to find his missing wife or whatever, that it turns out he was the one that killed and hired the guy to deny responsibility.
Yeah, no, that one's very good. That was great. You nailed that one.
Yeah, I know. I did that one well.
Bob McNair looks like the type of guy that would consider his employees prisons and consider his employees inmates running a prison. It's a joke because he actually did that. I also delivered that one poorly. We're really 0 for 2. We're definitely hitting the cold streak right now.
Like 2 for 4.
Bob McNair looks like Bert from Sesame Street if Ernie died and then he lived another 60 years.
Ooh. He looks like the general of the British Army.
Okay, I'm going to say Bob McNair looks like Bob McNair.
Or the general of the British Army that's like in control of the government.
Bob McNair looks like you're damn right I ordered the code red.
Yes,
that is mine.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's mine.
He looks like you could have replaced Eric Hurst, or Eric Hurt, I can't remember which one.
Don't know who you're talking
Eric
about.
Eric Hurst in V for Vendetta with him.
It's
head
good.
Of the totalitarian government.
Bob McNair looks like the head of a totalitarian government. That's also, yeah, that's
yeah.
good. All right, I think we nailed it. Got it in one.
Took us a while.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
On the poll, who wants to date at Beards McFly? 29% of voters have said me. 71% of voters have said somebody, I'm sure. Ooh, we're down to 25 to 75. 8 votes in, though. So 2 people have said they want to date you, Beards.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I think it's pretty well known on Twitter that I am a man who can be won over with puns. I would like the Chiefs to make a signing purely based off of a pun. Pro Football Talk headline, Bears reportedly won't apply franchise tag to cornerback Kyle Fuller. If the Chiefs do sign Kyle Fuller, Kendall Fuller's brother, Kendall Fuller, obviously brought to Kansas City in the Alex Smith trade, the Chiefs have infinite Fuller House puns ready to go.
Loser.
No, it's great. It would be perfect. How? Don't fight me on this. How do you fight me on this?
It would be funny, but it would also be a bad pun. Like both
it would
of
also
those
be
things,
a good move for the Chiefs.
It would. Okay, I don't know.
It would be. That is pretty straightforward. Also, Kent Swanson tweeted that Devon House is also a free agent.
Owen says, hashtag Josh for GM because of pun.
Yes, please. Make me the general manager. I'll make exclusively pun-based signings. Is there a quarterback named Range that can back up Mahomes?
I mean, not even that. You can just say, because he's got range.
No, I want a quarterback named Range, and then we can pose
Patrick
Mahomes like sitting on him. Oh, that's Mahomes on the range. Maybe his nickname is just The Range. Tyler Bray's nickname could be The Range, because he's got it. He just has no accuracy. So we get Tyler Bray like to just like on all fours, and then just Patrick Mahomes like sits on his back. Boom.
That's one of those things, though, where it's like the player giving themselves the nickname.
Mahomes on the range.
They're usually never good.
I'm giving him out. Make me at least make me the general manager of nicknames. Is that too much?
But do we need one of those in sports?
At least for my puns.
Should
yes.
every team have one, or is that like a league-wide thing?
I think it should be a league-wide thing, because not every player on every team deserves a nickname. I don't know. It could be a team thing, though. You get a little more liberal with it. Like, all right, I'm the, if I'm the Chiefs nickname guy, apparently I got to give Gary Dieter a nickname.
Well, I mean, you don't have to do for every player.
But eventually you probably would. Otherwise, you're like, all right, I've finished. I've given our top 10 players nicknames, and then I get fired.
Well, then that's when you do the thing that a lot of the NBA players will do, where it's like Chris Bosh's nickname was CB.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. Then you just start doing that for players. Isn't that what Eric Berry's is anyway, EB?
I think so.
Yeah. There you go. This guy over here, he's named something cool and awesome. Your nickname is EB.
Yeah, the initial thing I think just kind of happens. By the way, I know this isn't terribly interesting what I'm about to say. What happened, Beards?
Oh, it was just six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
What?
It was just a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing for me for last week on. There's something I didn't include.
Take us through it.
Owen commented, does Pat have a nickname yet? And then I remembered Kent Swanson doing a Pat Mahomes impression.
Yeah.
And then I forgot that I didn't include that in last week on.
Just make it the liner next time he comes back on the show.
Yep.
I know this part isn't terribly interesting, but for some reason, magically, my headphones like shorted back into place. I've been getting like half audio for an hour, and now I'm getting like the full surround sound experience, and it's really strange. So I do think the Chiefs should sign Kyle Fuller. Bring Kyle and Kendall together. It's like a Marcus Morris, Markieff Morris thing, and that worked out super well, both for the Jayhawks and the Suns. Bring the brothers.
One lawsuit later.
Right. Bring those guys together. But the Chiefs need cornerback help anyway. This makes sense. Maybe you can get Kyle Fuller to take a pay cut or whatever because his brother's here. Pro Football Focus put out a couple of stats based off of wide receivers in football. And I was surprised a little bit by some Chiefs placings on here. They put out a 2017 wide receiver yards after the catch stat. The Chiefs netted almost 1,000 yards after the catch, making them about 10th on the list, it looks like, just eyeballing it. And they were fifth on the list for missed tackles forced by wide receivers per team in 2017. Just a two-pronged thing here. One, those are some good stats for your wide receivers, and I think the Chiefs are still going to be having relatively large turnover at the receiver position this year. It seems like Albert Wilson may not be back, and Chris Conley will be returning from an injury. There's no DeAnthony Thomas. It's just the returning guy is Tyreek Hill and DeMarcus Robinson. Tyreek Hill obviously being much more important. This also is not including tight ends. So we're just talking about the receivers here. The other thing, though, is this is something that Alex Smith plays no part in. This is something that goes independent of Alex Smith. Ball gets into their hands. Hopefully, it's probably in space, and the Chiefs do tend to do things in space. Lots of screens. You force a couple missed tackles. You pick up some yards after the catch. But I saw a couple of guys on the back end of this list, and I thought it was interesting. Both very last in missed tackles forced by their receivers and in yards after the catch by their receivers, and by a pretty wide margin in both instances, is the Buffalo Bills and Tyrod Taylor. And also some Nathan Peterman, but mostly Tyrod Taylor. Remember all the times I've talked about how Tyrod Taylor and Alex Smith are very similar? We were seeing Tyrod Taylor last year working with just the pits as far as the weapons around him. Alex Smith was getting pretty good production. 25 missed tackles by his receivers. Tyrod Taylor got 5 from his receivers. Alex Smith got nearly 1,000 yards after the catch from his receivers. Tyrod Taylor and Nathan Peterman combined got 373. No enormous narrative there. Just found it rather interesting. It kind of also can go back a little bit to... it can be partially, I guess, equated to Alex Smith because he was more likely to take more conservative throws with guys open in more space rather than to take a deeper shot that was contested. That's something that was also backed up by the stats we talked about a couple weeks ago with Alex Smith being the most risk-averse quarterback in football besides C.J. Beathard. Alex Smith did not throw the ball whenever there was a defender within a yard of his receiver. He did it at a lower clip than every qualifying quarterback in football other than C.J. Beathard. Alex Smith likes space. He likes uncovered guys. He also likes getting yards after the catch from his receivers. every quarterback would love that, I'm sure. But I continue to look ahead to this offense this year and to imagine what Patrick Mahomes is going to do with it, because he is a risk-taking quarterback. I think this offense is probably going to take a step forward in the talent around him, even by just returning Chris Conley, who I'm not terribly high on, but I think that there's a chance that they add a weapon. There's a net plus, or at least it's even. If you lose Albert Wilson and just bring back Chris Conley, and then you draft a guy in the fifth round or whatever, that more or less to me is going to even out, because I would take Chris Conley over Albert Wilson, to be sure. But this goes back to conversations we were having around the Marcus Peters trade. If the Chiefs are good this year, it's going to be because of Patrick Mahomes. This team can't succeed in spite of him. Beards, what were you doing behind the equipment just now? I'm worried about you.
So
Beards was roaming around the control room back behind all of the equipment.
Yeah, so over here, there's a little gap in between the three-second delay and the switcher.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a window behind that, and the sun was coming in reflecting perfectly off of the switcher into my eyes. So I went back there, and I just messed with the thing with the blind to make it so I couldn't see that. Also, it is extremely dusty back there.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
I imagine that there has been...
I kind of swiped the blinds a little bit just to make sure...
Oh, no.
Just to make sure they were all kind of, you know,
yeah,
straight
vertical.
Up. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, the cloud of just dust.
It's like pig pen.
And asbestos that just came flying off of there. I think I'm going to die.
Well, yeah, if that studio killed you, the control room killed you, it would be fitting. Like, how did Beards die? Oh, the asbestos and the dust on the blinds in the ESPN Kansas City control room.
I'm not blind now, though, so that's good.
That's good. Is that what they're called, blinds, you think?
Maybe.
Can't see outside?
Yeah.
I would like to keep the windows in here open, but we can't because the Facebook video can't deal with it.
Well, it depends on the day.
Today is very bright.
Yeah.
Can I get back to talking about Patrick Mahomes now?
Oh, go for it.
Thank you.
I'm not stopping you.
Okay, thanks. I was concerned as what was going on. Because usually whenever someone goes back behind the equipment, it means the station's on fire.
Also, there's a giant dead moth back there just on the windowsill.
Well, take a picture and tweet that out.
Okay.
This might get you 2,000 followers. By the way,
I'm gonna gain 1,800 followers from this.
Whoops. It might get you to 200 followers. Beards and I are having a follower semi-competition. I'm trying to get to 2,000 before he gets to 200, but I lost 2 followers during the Oscars. I guess just people who like just don't understand my whole deal. Like, oh, he had 5 tweets about Baby Driver. Goodbye. But I'm down to 1993, and Beards now is up to,
I think it's 197.
Yep, 197. So go ahead and tweet out a picture of the dead moth behind the ESPN Kansas City control room, and
it's
I will.
Pretty good sized.
I will if I dub it.
I can retweet that from the ESPN Kansas City Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I could.
You can. You're gonna get 200 followers. You're gonna do it. This is gonna be it.
Yes.
This is gonna be the moment. That moth died for your Twitter followers. I need 7 Twitter followers in the next, 2 minutes at JB Briscoe. But I think that the weapons around Patrick Mahomes are going to be unbelievably interesting this year. And the flaws in his game that you look for, in Mahomes' game specifically, are things that I think are kind of going to play to the Chiefs' pre-existing faults, if that makes any sense. Where if Mahomes throws a couple of 40-yard interceptions, I mean, it happens. He's a rookie. You're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. You're trying to contend this year and improve this year. Him being a little too risky, a little too much of a gunslinger. This is a team that's doing so much defensive rebuilding right now that if you're basically giving another team a short punt once a game, you're already expecting your defense to give up a lot of yardage. Because as much as this is a developmental year for Pat Mahomes, I think we're also going to see it basically being a developmental year for the defense. I don't think you can expect this defense to have this much turnover and then be a top 15 defense. And top 15 isn't terribly prideful, is the tweet out, Beards.
Yes.
I do want to see it.
I'm taking name suggestions for a dead moth.
That's a good idea. Also get that engagement up. You get those good comments. You know what I think we should call it?
What?
99.3.
Ooh, that's actually not terrible.
It's not terrible. We should call it 99.3. Which, by the way, is still going to be up for a little while longer. The idea is through the end of March. So you can still hear us in 99.3 for a while.
Okay.
But all of the transitioning is fully in place. Still tweaking the 94.5 signal and everything, though. So if you listen to 99.3 and you're afraid of what happens whenever it goes off, 94.5 is still a work in progress.
Also, Andy commented, J.B. Briscoe versus Beers McFly race is equal to KU versus Oklahoma State game on Saturday. Now, my question is, who's who in this scenario?
Oh, I'm Kansas because I have way more followers right now, but you're going to beat me in this particular goal.
Blowing him out by negative 1,800.
But it's not really about, it's about the race that we've set the parameters already, the 2,200. With the parameters of this, I'm going to crush you in the tournament.
Okay.
But in this regular season matchup,
Owen says, name it Clark Hunt. Clark Hunt.
I think
99.3 is better.
I think that moth might have a little bit too much life in it to be called Clark Hunt.
Oh boy.
It's a pretty good joke. Pretty good at that joke.
That was a live drop too.
Yes, it was. I wonder if people would have noticed. Yeah, that was. You're just doing an impression of yourself at this point. Also, around the AFC West, the best story of the offseason, and an offseason that's been tumultuous recently for the Chiefs. I mean, the Alex Smith trade was good. But recently, it's been mostly bad news. Benjamin Albright, been on the show, is on Twitter at AlbrightNFL, tweeted, as it sits today, Cousins has Minnesota squarely in his sights. Keenum likely to Denver. McCarron likely to the Browns. I am shaking in my boots. Here's the thing about Case Keenum. If he's paid like Case Keenum, then it makes all the sense in the world for the Broncos. Sign Case Keenum, pay him a couple million dollars, draft a guy, let the guy learn behind Keenum, try to be good in a couple years. If you're going to pay Case Keenum like he's one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football,
woo!
It is party time. I will meet you all at the Power and Light District. We will have a party for whenever they pay Case Keenum $10 million.
And have another AFC title under our belts? Just the early celebration?
AFC West.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, we don't get AFC titles around here. Never. No. Freaking ever. Well, I just... Yeah, and this is the thing. There's a chance that this is a middle class that develops among NFL quarterbacks, but it really doesn't seem to exist right now. You're either getting paid a ton of money, even if you might be a mid-level performing quarterback. Matt Stafford, Derek Carr, Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins. These are guys who are not going to win you Super Bowls, but will give you good quarterback performance. But you get paid like an elite quarterback. Or you have what Case Keenum was last year. Just a backup who gets a good ride.
The backup to the backup.
Right, he was a third stringer.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater's all system out there.
Mm.
But if you're getting that value, then you're in good shape. And if the Broncos even can get a middle-class price for Case Keenum, it's fine, I guess. I don't find him to be terribly threatening. But it wouldn't really be about Case Keenum. It would be about Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold or one of the Joshes or Lamar Jackson. And it's about giving those guys a year to prepare, which is what the Chiefs just did with Pat Mahomes. Except for the Broncos, it wouldn't really be under the guise of, oh, we're going to try to win this year, which is what the Chiefs were doing with Alex Smith. It would just be a stopgap, and you would want Case Keenum to give you a good performance, but that team isn't ready. I don't think that team around him can actually contend. It'll be more likely because as much as I'm a skeptic of Case Keenum, Case Keenum is still an upgrade over Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler. I mean, that is where they were last year. But before last year, Case Keenum would have been right at home in that conversation.
Steve replied on Twitter, and he says, we should name it Bob McNair.
It's also pretty good.
It looks about as lifeful.
That's also good. Yeah, I like it. The only thing I'm afraid of with the Broncos is I'm afraid they draft Baker Mayfield. And not even because he's the best bet or whatever. I'm not a college quarterback scout. If the Chiefs didn't have a quarterback right now and they were sitting at 20-something looking to trade up, then I would be. I did this last year with the quarterbacks. But I haven't combed through the tape. But as a Chiefs fan, I don't want to see teams I'm rooting against with Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson. I am not afraid of either Josh. Josh's are worthless.
Imagine if Denver took both of them, Mayfield and Jackson,
okay,
and then turned Jackson into a wide receiver or whatever.
It would be the dumbest.
All of the analysts are clamoring for right now.
Yes. And then whenever Baker Mayfield burns out, they put Jackson back at quarterback, and then he's the best quarterback in the division.
That's a Tebow-esque run.
Chris Sims said on Levitard today or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, or Friday.
Well, it wasn't been yesterday.
Friday. That Lamar Jackson's going to be the best quarterback out of this draft.
Hmm.
And Chris Sims is not a dope, nor is he a hot take master. I believe he actually believes that.
Okay.
And so I don't want to see him go to the Broncos either. Unless they make him a receiver, which would be hilarious. Make Paxton Lynch throw to Lamar Jackson. That would be unbelievable, where he would definitely still be the best quarterback on that roster.
Like when the Jets were trying to turn Tebow into a linebacker or whatever?
Yeah, it's just the dumbest. Has that ever worked? Terrell Pryor worked. Terrell Pryor might be the only example of that. He came to Kansas City and tried out as a quarterback, and then his next stop was being a receiver in Cleveland, and he was great. And then he went to Washington and burned out again.
Hmm.
Can't think of any other instances in which that worked. All right, let's see this dead moth. Can I get some music for looking for a dead moth on the internet? The internet has been not good today. That was fine. It doesn't have to be Jeopardy music. It could be some nice elevator.
Well, I grabbed the elevator music and then didn't realize what that was for a second. I was like, huh, that's really weird.
I accidentally clicked my own Twitter.
Just add a habit there.
I don't know what happened. Let's see. It's loading. The tweet is loading. Wow, that's bigger than I thought it was going to be. Don't mark that.
Too late.
Yeah, no, that is a it's a pretty large moth. Also, this is the Pixel, right? Google Pixel camera. Getting those details.
Yeah.
That is grody.
The first Google Pixel as well, not the new one.
Right.
I came to that party about a month before they released the new one.
Yeah, that's why I ended up with the Essential phone. I didn't want to wait for the Pixel 2, and
I like this
had
one,
no
though.
Money.
I like it.
Yeah, I think
it's much better than the very crappy HTC Android I had before that.
Oof.
Was not good.
I have some breaking news.
Oh, boy.
It's not actually breaking news, but I just saw it. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but whenever we come back, I'm going to need you to get me some Bosnian music.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I've been a Chiefs fan now and I've for my entire short life, and I haven't seen any quarterbacks that are out here ready to go rock a jeans commercial. I want Patrick Mahomes to have the ability to go absolutely crush a commercial selling denim. I want that for my quarterback.
With Joshua Briscoe.
What are they going to do with his voice? Pat Mahomes with the Lee Jeans here.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Borderline offensive. Kent Swanson. Follow him on Twitter. Kent_Swanson. Tell him how offensive that was, and then also follow him. You hear this music?
I hope you know what this means. This is Billy Preston.
Not the former KU player.
No.
No, that we think.
This is the dead musician.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I kind of missed this song. This is still kind of a jam.
It's a great song.
Can we add this to our normal rotation, I guess? We just roll it into the system? Just have
sure.
this? Just
I mean, it's in my folder.
I do want it to always mean something, though.
That's true. Yeah, we can't let it lose its value.
What we need to do is we need to have, like, a monthly update on Billy. Eventually, Billy Preston should be in the NBA.
Hopefully.
Should be able to have Billy Preston NBA updates. Well, here's the headline. KansasCity.com earlier today, or late last night. Former KU forward Billy Preston leaves pro team in Bosnia because of injury.
What kind of injury?
Former Kansas basketball forward Billy Preston has left BC Agokia of the Adriatic League after three games, the Bosnian pro team announced on its website. Preston, who joined the squad in late January as he continued to wait for his amateur status to be declared by the NCAA, has been experiencing shoulder pain and has decided to return to the U.S. to have the shoulder evaluated. Preston will, quote, not likely, unquote, return to Bosnia, his mom, Nicole Player, told ESPN.com.
I mean, the draft's coming up.
Yeah. But I imagine you would have liked to have had more than three games of action in his pre-NBA evaluation.
Is that how many he played in Bosnia?
Just so bad. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie, you're here?
You were Charlie.
Oh.
You weren't listening. But I said he played three games.
No. Oh. I was jamming out to Billy Preston.
I am too. And I'm making sure that I actually did read this. Yep, I did. First paragraph. He had 21 points and 12 rebounds in his three games. Not average.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Altogether.
That's not good.
It's fine. Probably, I don't know how many minutes he got. Our player, Billy Preston, has been experiencing consistent discomfort in his left shoulder for the past 2 weeks. He's going to return to the U.S. to consult with a physician and physical therapist. According to BC Agokia general manager Igor Dodik.
Oof. Should have been playing in that big baller league.
He should have been.
Like Kautis?
That's not the big baller league.
That's the team, though.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the team.
That's the team. That's not the big baller league.
I know. Oh, that's what I meant.
That's a team that has been consumed by
the
big
ballers.
Baller
league. Yes.
Yes.
Or just do both. Do either.
Yes.
Vytautas should join the big baller league.
100%. Where's that team?
It's,
Lithuanian. Lithuania. You're right. Igor Dodik. Dodik. D-O-D-K. D-O-D-I-K. And then, I know this is xenophobic. I wanted to do an impression.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not gonna. I caught myself.
Good save.
But I did want to just start going like...
You're gonna do it anyway. Okay, go
Igor
ahead.
Igor Dodik. Oh,
there you go.
Our player, Billy Preston, has been experiencing consistent discomfort in his left shoulder.
I don't want to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
He go back to U.S. to consult the physician. U.S. Billy Preston, the best of luck. I am Igor Dodik.
30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you, Pierce. Oh, that makes me so sad.
I should have speed this up. We got 5, 4...
We enjoyed having Billy here.
Should have done this like three minutes ago.
We gave him nice Adidas brand car. I am Igor Dodik.
No cocaine in it at all.
No, just Adidas brand car.
10 seconds.
Igor Dodik. We had 50. We have an hour and 56 good minutes of show today. Until I bleeped up to the end there. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.